For a lot of people, the word evangelization has negative connotations. It might bring to mind images of people standing on street corners with big fat Bibles and large signs, yelling at people walking by about fire and brimstone and hell. It may bring to mind stories of Christians cornering people, even complete strangers, with 5-minute lectures or 50-minute lectures on sin and salvation. It might make you think of talking but not listening, of smug superiority, of constantly giving people answers to questions they haven't even asked. Fortunately, none of these things are authentic forms of evangelization. To understand authentic evangelization, we need to look in God's Word, revealed in the Bible. The authors of the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are known as the four evangelists. The word evangelist comes from a Greek word, evangelion, which means good news. To evangelize, then, is very simply to tell the good news. In the ancient world, an evangelist was anyone who brought a gospel, who announced good news. That good news could be news of the birth of a child, or a military victory, or it could promulgate a new law. In Jesus' time, if the Roman emperor was victorious in battle, he would send an evangelist, a herald, with the good news that victory belonged to Rome. Such military victories were presented as events that brought salvation to the Roman people, and the emperor was considered a savior, even a god. In the Old Testament, bringing good news, evangelizing, often had to do with proclaiming the future saving works of the true God for his chosen people, Israel. The New Testament proclaims the fulfillment of those promises, the greatest good news that has ever been told in human history. In Jesus Christ, in his death and resurrection, God has fulfilled his promises. The kingdom of God is here. And the Lord, in his beloved Son Jesus, is victorious over sin and Satan and death. He's mercy for sinners, and he has come to rescue and redeem all of those trapped in various forms of spiritual bondage and slavery to sin. And through repentance and faith in him, forgiveness and freedom and joy are available to everyone, and eternal life after the resurrection of the dead at the end of history. To bring this good news to everyone, so that they might believe it and receive it, Jesus sent out his apostles and his disciples, and that includes us. Jesus made all of us evangelists, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. To evangelize is to proclaim the good news of Jesus' victory over sin and death, and his offer of eternal salvation through a new life of faith in him.